Welcome to the Fate Nation podcast, where your hosts Manny, Heavy and Fox discuss the world of gaming, new features and releases, unpopular opinions and everything in between.
Now,
let's get into today's episode.
Welcome to the Fate Nation podcast. This is your host Manny along with Heavy and Fox. We're excited to be here. It's been a long time. And we've been through all the holidays and everything. How's everybody doing
Merry
today?
Merry Christmas.
I know.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Heavy was sick for that entire time or for weeks and weeks. Yay.
The most sick boy.
So, yeah, I was sick three times. First time was the flu, which I'm vaccinated, by the way, which is awesome. Second was COVID throughout Christmas, also vaccinated, by the way. And then finally, a gastrointestinal bug knocked me on my fucking ass worse than the other two.
Your immune system is bad.
It has been an adventure for your boy.
But gift-wise, I get the same thing. Like, I don't need anything. Like, if I didn't want anything, I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to buy that specific item. So please don't buy me a bunch of crap that I have to, like, sell in a garage sale or give away anyway. Please.
I am very specific with my wish lists. Like, there's notes and stuff. Like, you know, don't get this color. And, like, if they're not stocking this specific type, like, don't get it. Just leave it.
Yes.
But, like, I just got, like, money and stuff this year. Like, not actual, like, things. I'm saving
perfect.
Up for stuff. So, like, it was way more about, like, you know, my family being around and having, like, good food.
Oh, God. I totally hear that. Like, every Christmas Eve, I cook up a giant surf and turf meal for the whole family. Mm-hmm. But this year, so half the family flies in every year. I'm down in Florida. So half the family flies in. Well, they all flew in and got COVID. We had no Christmas. We had the Christmas with my immediate family, which was great and low key, and nobody had to get out of jammies and go anywhere. We didn't have to travel all around the places.
Everybody was sick.
Like, not
has,
me, but
has Christmas and isn't in their pajamas is doing Christmas wrong.
We do the morning, but then we have to get ready and go to the grandparents and do, you know what I mean? Like, we got to bounce around in the afternoon. And Christmas Eve is usually at my house, and we got to do a whole to-do with that.
Nope.
So this year, we didn't have to do any of that because everybody had COVID. I know, right? I mean, it's sad they were sick, but everybody had, like, a really bad cold. It wasn't, like, you know, really bad RSV or something like that. So it was kind of nice to have, I don't know.
Low-key Christmas.
Low-key Christmas, yes.
We always do low-key Christmas.
Except Grandma was super unhappy. You know what I mean? Like, Grandma just, I never got Christmas this year. You guys going to have to come over and do something. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, God.
You don't have grandparents anymore? It's fine. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, I don't. But when I say Grandma, I mean my mom, which is my daughter's grandma. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they're still around. But anyway, so holidays are over.
Manny, was that
it's
was
a new
the,
year
like, little at is that one of your Christmas presents?
Oh, no, that's 19. That's an OG. That's an OG.
It's a fancy one.
That's Empire Strikes Back OG. So that's early 80s, which is cool. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna keep adding stuff, and then over here, I don't know if you can see, I got the OG cloud car. Darth Vader. That's an OG R2 from
trophies.
That's a 70s R2. That's a 70s R2, by the way. So I got golf and volleyball trophies, but I also have Bucks Go Bucks NFL divisional. This is gonna come out after the divisional playoffs, but I'm a huge NFL fan, so
sports.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But I did want to say I know, sports, go sports. Shout out to Fate Gaming, right? Fate Gaming, of course, our sponsor. Fate Gaming pays us, right? They're the ones that keep this podcast going and pay me and Heavy a lot of money to do it.
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to stand up a little bit. Can you see I got a really OG Fate Gaming shirt on here.
If I could wolf whistle, I would, but I can't.
I know. And the reason I say that is because it is the sixth year anniversary that was on a couple days ago. There was a big event in the Discord for Fate Gaming. If anybody's looking to play in an 18-plus community, please join the Discord and get hooked up, because we've been around a long time. We're coming up on 5,000 members here soon. Ooh, I think in the next few months, we might get there, which is huge.
Yeah, so, I feel like when I joined, it was like 2,000.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was going to ask you guys about, your little... Can you remember just a short story about how you joined Fate? I don't remember a lot of it. I remember a few things, but I don't know. Joining Fate, what Fate's done for you or anything, if at all. Maybe not. Maybe Fate's just full of a bunch of jerks.
I remember that I joined Fate because I didn't want to play with children. Like, I didn't want to have teenagers yelling. Yeah, really glad to not have to deal with that. But I think I remember joining, and then a few months later I think I met Heavy, because I joined an Apex chat, and I think our initial conversation was something like fuck you, no fuck you, and then the friendship has continued. It's a good friendship.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's a good point. Like, when I joined, so I had done TeamSpeak with a group competitively playing Battlefield 2 years and years ago, before esports was anything. I don't do that crap anymore, but I enjoyed that, and I'd taken quite a few years off from gaming, even, because we had a kid and it absorbs every second of life you have. So I decided to get back into it. I'm like, well, let me find a community. It's got to be adults, please. Mm-hmm. Let me tune up to Discord, because I hadn't used Discord. And once I found Fate, I just jumped in and started talking to people, and I had a great time, you know, hanging out with Silver and Scythe and Doldriss. And there were a couple people that were OGs, you know, inside of Fate, just hanging out and having a great time.
Hanging out with Kat.
Met Kat.
Great fun.
Kat, hung out with Kat. And then she was on our pod, obviously, for a while. Until she fired Heavy and I. But we had good time. We still have good times. All those same people still have great times.
Absolutely. This now she's just later. Got her own podcast, Cat's Corner.
But we had, we still have a great time. And I try to get on at least once or twice a week and hang out with the group. So it's been pretty awesome to hang out and talk to some gaming adults. You know, because there's older, I'm an older guy, obviously, 51.
Yeah.
But there's people that are in their 30s, 40s, 50s. That are, you know, in our groups and play all the time.
Yeah,
right.
You're not going to turn up and have to deal with a conversation about school or something, because I can't really relate anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's been a minute.
For me, first thing, this is heavy syncing audio. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
Well done.
Yeah, apparently that wasn't getting picked up, but here we are now. Anyway, have fun with that, Manny. Anyway. Oh, God. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. So, for me, I don't think I'm wrong about this. I think I joined in 2019, so it's been 5 years. I've been here for 5 years.
He's an original.
I think so. It's been 4 or 5 years for me, for sure.
Something like that for me.
I am just before you, Manny. That makes the most sense. I think I've legitimately been here for 5 years. And I Fox found it the exact same way. Just wanted adults.
Yeah.
Because I had just joined onto PC gaming. I was playing Rainbow Six by myself for a while and really enjoying that. And I was like, okay, I want to play Rainbow Six, but I want to play with other adults who are vibing. Okay, this is the level. We don't want to be up here. We are not pro gamers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm 25, 26 at the time. I don't want that. I need this chill ass time. Whatever we're doing.
But a little bit of strat. A little bit of strat.
Yeah, yeah. If anyone wants to try a little bit harder, cool. But I'm also not going to flame anyone. I'm 20.
Right.
I'm 26. I don't fucking care anymore. It's not that serious. We're not going for top tier rank. We're going to have a good time.
I'm there for the vibes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I've treated every multiplayer shooter since I've been a part of them. And I think one of the best things, though, was I kind of came in at a weird time of Fate where there wasn't like Scythe was like managing every piece himself. Right. I think he had Doldris, but like at the same time, how much could two people do for a server that was growing exponentially? Like you joined right after me. Fox was not that crazy long after.
No.
Like this server's moving. We're getting a lot of numbers. So he saw that I was just helping out a shit ton in Destiny, wanting to do events, wanting to do crazy little stuff just because it's fun to just get all together, do something, even if it's stupid. And just gave me the tools and access to do it, which was fucking great. So I'll always be eternally thankful for that because, yeah, I got to do a lot of fun stuff. Sadly, Apex is in such a way, and my only other game that I play on PC right now is Pal World, the new one that just came out. That shit slaps! Oh, the new one,
yeah.
Is it good? Yeah. I haven't tried
it. It's so good!
Well, save that
I'll
for
save
your
it.
Section.
I'll save it.
I want to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because one thing I wanted to mention is, too, we're the first gaming Discord community that's even had a podcast.
Yeah.
Right? We started it. We were the OGs. I think Winter went right after we started. Scythe was like, whoa, 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 you guys did a podcast? Yeah. We wanted to be the first to do that. And then they gave up. They didn't even try to do it. They haven't even tried after all these years. So shout out to us for that. And now we're doing video podcasts, which is cool. Yeah. This is our second one or third one. Third one.
Yeah,
it's gonna be our third one. Which is really cool. And we just keep moving forward. And, you know, shout out to Scythe and Fate Gaming. Scythe wanted to give a, you know, give a few words as far as, you know, Fate Gaming and the history a little bit maybe and his appreciation for everything. So let's shoot to him on this this little mini intro here.
Be right here.
Fate Gaming LLC was founded 6 years ago with the goal of creating a welcoming, laid-back community of adult gamers who didn't care how good you were, but instead just enjoyed having folks to talk to and game with after a long day at work. Over these last 6 years, we've seen our community's growth skyrocket to the point indie and even AAA game developers have partnered with us. To date, our community has contributed over $5,000 to charities across the world. Fate's been the reason long-lasting friendships have been formed, and Fate's even saved lives during the pandemic by removing that feeling of loneliness from members during the lockdown. These milestones are a testament to the dedication and passion each of you have poured into the building of this extraordinary community. Your commitment has shaped Fate Gaming into what it is today and turned it into a thriving and welcoming space. So, thank you all again for just trusting me to lead this organization and for being an extraordinary member. And we'll see you for the next 6+ years. Thanks.
Wow, that was great, Scythe.
Oh my god, he just popped in and took over. It was crazy.
I know what he said, though. Like,
I cannot.
It was very racially charged.
I think we're gonna have to cancel him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The misogyny was just too high.
Well, we're used to his misogyny, and that had a little bit too much empathy.
Yeah.
So the wiener wink alert went down a little bit.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
So, yeah, yeah. He's got to toughen up a
You've
bit.
You've broken but, heavy.
but let's I know, right? Let's go into our sections, guys, because we might as well go to Heavy's Hangout, because he was talking about Pal World, and a lot of people have been playing that, I know, on our Discord, so... Take it away, Abby.
And now it's time for all the latest news. It's Heavy's Hangout.
So, Pal World. I saw the YouTube video a while back, and I knew it wasn't going to be exactly what was advertised in the video. Like, maybe at some point, if they kept working on the game, got to all
It looked good.
It looked great. Then a gameplay trailer dropped. And mind you, I've had this on the back of my head just for a little while, just like keeping an eye on it, because it's cool. It's a survival game where you get pals, Pokemon, and you enslave them. That's awesome. I'm already in. This is my thing. This is the type of game I've always wanted.
Pokemon. Yeah.
Yeah, Pokemon, but a little bit
and
more
looks,
realistic.
Looks it.
And it really looks it. I was actually talking to a few of my buddies last night, and we were all saying how all of the sprites for the game look really good. Like, everything is cute or aggressive looking. It's all really well done, oddly enough. There's like been a there's been like one I remember that just looked like a samurai, and I was like, all right, that's fine, whatever. You're a samurai pal, Pokemon, whatever.
So that one's like but, a weird blip.
Right. Yeah, that one's the weird blip, but out of the 40 to 50 I've seen, that's been the one. Mm-hmm. I can live with that any day of the week. But yeah, so it's Pokemon with guns. You start off generic survival crafting game. You start off with nothing, build up, build up, build up, and so on and so forth. Get a bunch of materials to keep building. Finally, you unlock guns, and then the game changes drastically.
I see it, like gameplay, like FPS third person mix kind of.
Yeah,
which I was kind of surprised by.
Yeah, no, and you shoot pals, you shoot people, you can also catch people and enslave people. I will not say anything more than that.
Wow, okay, okay.
And moving on.
okay.
Big fan of that. Big fan of that.
Big fan. Again, it's just a game. Yeah, it's just a game.
Literally just a video game. Just a silly little time. But yeah, no, it is really fun. Kind of figuring out its systems is a little weird because it's still like a survival game built off of it. It's not like Pokemon where it's like, how do I get this? Oh, literally walk into a store and buy it. You know, and you're done.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there are definitely some pain points. Nothing like egregious. It's just when you compare yourself to Pokemon, Pokemon has found a way to do little things a lot easier over 30 years. So
yeah,
you got this brand new game.
They've got their formula.
Yeah, they've got their formula, and we're all used to that formula mentally when we look at this game because it's just it is catching Pokemon, and there are a couple of pain points with that, but honestly, for a early access game, I'm gonna put it in quotes this time, early access, this is so feature complete. Like how people were talking about Valheim and how that was like it came out and it had so much already available to do and it took over the world. This is that. This is 100% that.
The way it should be.
Yeah, the way it should be.
A little bit closer to the way it should be, yeah.
100%, yeah, because they well earn my money, no question. Also, this shit kind of works on Steam Deck, which is nice. So
and it was on sale, too. Like, it was a reasonable price. It wasn't like a $60 game.
No, it's $30.
It was like 20, yeah, $30, exactly.
Yeah, totally worth it. I highly recommend, highly recommend. Also,
what about the multiplayer, right?
Multiplayer works exceptionally well. The only problem is if, let's say, Manny, you're the host, and you play for an hour, and you're and like five other people are in your server hanging out, doing whatever, right? And you're like, all right, guys, I got to get off. I got to go do other shit. As soon as you close the server, gone.
Okay.
Yeah. That part kind of sucks, but I also get it because you're the server owner. Mm-hmm. So
I get it.
Yeah. If I'm not playing with
but
my
you
friends.
Can't, so you can't go on and play on that server until that host is back on again.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Is your character kind of like locked to that server?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you are the one who can build from... Well, everyone can build from it, but you're the one who owns it, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Can you do multiple servers and, like, have multiple timelines and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if...
Oh, okay.
Like, if... Because I play with Kadept and Aeolus a ton. Mm-hmm. If Aeolus was like, hey, since you're offline, I'm running my own server, I got it built up to this, join in when you see it, and we'll build up.
Oh, somewhere. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we'll just do that over and over and over again, and that's totally fine. We'll have three goddamn servers built up to
that's fun
kill
anyway.
The world.
Yeah, that's fun anyway. Like, if you have three good friends you're playing with, and you all have your own servers anyway, you can just bounce back and forth and do different things.
Yeah, because...
I like that idea.
Yeah, because when I'm off, they're going to keep grinding, right? They want to play on a server, so or one of them does. They'll play on their own, and then I'll join in. And it'll be not exactly where I'm left off because I'm the one who bought it day one and started playing. So I'm pretty up there right now. I'm pretty up there. I'm just before where you can do true enslavement and create assembly lines where they can create guns for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard Fox go.
I don't fucking care. I do not fucking care.
No further comment.
There doesn't need to be any comments. I'm going to have AK-47s out the wazoo. What you want, girl?
So you've really been playing that game, mostly.
Mm, yeah.
Right? Anything you've been playing, Fox? I'm sure you haven't been playing Pal World.
I haven't been playing it. I kind of... Oh, sorry, cat has woken up. So... Over Christmas, like, I really just needed, like, a game to kind of, like, that was short and like didn't take up a lot of time because obviously I was around family and stuff. Started playing like Marvel Snap, which is pretty cool. Like I like it. Also Marvel fan, so you know, little bonuses.
Crazy.
No way.
Weird how that is.
Snap it up.
Also, there's like a couple of DLCs that are going to be coming out soon. I think. Do we know where Elden Rings is yet?
I don't think it's been properly announced yet. There's some leaks, but.
Yeah, I keep on seeing stuff, so like I'm excited about whenever that does come out.
There's a substantial rumor. Again, I'm not buying into it because FromSoft is scared. They scare me. Okay, they just intimidate me as a company. But there is a rumor that it's getting Shadow Drop next month.
That would be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, no,
wow, that's cool.
So if that happens, I'm glad. One, I'm taking a week off in February because I'm really tired of people when I tell them I don't celebrate my birthday, and everyone in the company is just like, "Oh, happy birthday, CJ!
It's cake time! Cake time!
Oh my
cake time.
Fucking god! I hate it! I leave every time. I leave every fucking time."
Hey, shout out to two Michigan boys with Pisces birthdays.
Not Pisces, but that works.
Oh, are you Pisces? I thought you said you were Feb.
I'm February, but I'm Aquarius.
Oh, they moved it. That's right. They moved the dates. I forgot. I don't even think I'm technically Pisces anymore with the new dates.
There's all these water signs everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just we're be water. Swimming in it.
Yep. We're water everywhere. So you're going to take a week off. Yep. Plus, then we'll have a special recording because you're going to fly down to Florida.
Yep.
And you're like, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Well, I've been playing, I don't know why, but I got back to playing Tiger Woods Golf 2K23 again.
You fucking love that game, man.
Because I got into the competitive, now they have a competitive ranking system.
Ooh.
So I've been playing that like nonstop 1v1, 2v2. Against real idiots online, and I've been loving destroying souls. It has been so much fun. When you talk enslaving, I have been, I think, making people quit the game.
Yo, dog, like, speaking no of joke. Enslavement.
Speaking of enslavement, I have cages in the back of this room right now full of golfing God. Souls. It's unbelievable.
No, that's awesome.
No, I've been having a great time with it. Plus, you know, I hadn't played it in a while, and all these new season pass things that they have with all these stupid outfits. So I always make my guy look just like Promise when he plays the game. We try to make our characters look the dumbest and most annoying way we can. Okay. So we distract people. Just distract them while we're playing. So anyway, I've been kind of dishing people in that game.
That's fucking awesome, man.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I saw you guys playing multiplayer a long time back, so I figured there was already competitive ranking, but it's super cool to have that.
I didn't know.
A golf game, like, that's pretty fucking fun. Now, if they would just add that to, like, any mini golf game, whoo, you got your champion right here.
Well, I know. That's exactly what I'd love to see. Mm. And then the other thing they did in the game is they had it a while, but there's a monetary system. So not only is there money, when I'm 1v1 playing skins competitive, you have to put up this game money.
Oh, so there's gambling involved, so it's
hard. Yes! I love it even better!
Yes! Oh,
God. I love gambling. So, like, to have gambling, competition, plus I don't have to run around and do FPS stuff because my body just can't take it anymore. My brain, my eyes, my speed, it's all off for FPS. Which is why when I joined Fate, that's what I was doing, is playing, like, Call of Duty. But this is just another way for me to be competitive online and, you know, win some money, possibly not real money, obviously, but and then you also have EXP points that build up. Now they have a whole like a tree for your swings, and, you know, just like you would in another game where you can take the points and make your swing and style and your, you know, accuracy better. So it's pretty cool.
Sure.
If anybody's looking for a good single player game, can highly recommend. I've been playing Dredge and its DLC.
I love Dredge.
Yeah,
very good game.
Yeah, it's love that so game. Good. I think mechanically, it's one of the best out there. Like, it's just cool. Really well done.
It's pretty cool. Like how, I mean, I love going in and upgrading the boat and going out and fishing and, you know, I don't know. The fishing part of it, I could do that for hours just chilling.
Yeah.
You know, and gathering fish for objectives and things like that.
I just love running around doing all the weird little side missions, like finding like weird eldritch cloaked figures and being like, what is your deal?
I know, some dude on an island, right? You're just like, what?
And he's like, give me a crab. And you're like, okay, cool. I'll be back with that. See ya.
I gotta go find the crab. And then I need a special pole to catch the crab and a motor to get into where the crab is.
Yeah, they've changed those to like non-timed quests, by the way. Like, so the
Remember
when it first came out with the hooded figures, like if you didn't bring them a fish within a certain amount of time, they were like, I've died. Now it's not timed.
Yeah, you don't get the goodies and you just have to restart the game almost to even have a chance with them.
Yeah,
so
it's not timed anymore, so that it's a lot better. And the DLC, awesome. I'm getting to the point where I'm starting the DLC. I'm very excited.
I need to do that because I'm probably at that point, and the DLC just came out. I saw that. Mm. I just haven't, you know, upgraded that or downloaded it. Mm-hmm. So, but it is an awesome game. Yeah. I totally recommend it as well.
Yeah, it's so very much deserving of like all the nominations it got at the Game Awards, I think.
Cool kind of graphics too.
Yeah,
unique, like kind of looking.
Yeah, absolutely. Very simple, but also like less simple the more you look at it.
Right. Lots of layers of shading and stuff in there. But yet it's a 2D look. I've seen scrollers like that games, but I haven't seen that kind of game look like that. So it's pretty cool. Well, is there anything, Fox, that you want to mention in your Fook House?
Welcome to Fox's House on the Fate Nation podcast.
That was pretty much it. Just like...
Yeah.
Thanks, Heavy.
I know.
Cat.
And I have to call it Fook because, you know, YouTube's a little sensitive about swearing sometimes.
Weird.
You know, I know.
Yeah, I talked about enslavement, but man, they're going to be real pissed at Fook.
Right.
Yeah, you can't be going all over the place Fooking.
Yeah, right. So weird. So weird.
Do we just need just put on accents whenever we talk about it?
Yes.
Well, here's what's funny. I told Scythe, I said, you know, YouTube's kind of dinging us a little bit for swearing. And then he's like, whoa, don't worry about it. You guys just do your show and I'll bleep out the swearing. And I go, good luck, dude. You'll be spending hours.
I will purposefully make that hard.
Exactly.
I will purposefully make my mission in life.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm just going to change the intro to Fox's section a little bit, you know what I mean? Bleep it, probably. Let's say it'll be you know, that little mini bleep in the middle, and then you still hear "cuh." So, like, it's stupid anyway, but it doesn't count.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it.
I don't know. I think it'll get a laugh no matter what, because people, like, at this point, people understand. It's the same thing as YouTube, like, advertisements mid-roll in video. Like, this video is sponsored by Skillshare or whatever, right? Like, people are expecting it now. It's totally fine. This is how people make money. Everyone is totally fine with it.
Yeah.
At least I assume so. I've been fine with it for 10 years, so.
What's weird to me, so we were promoting one of our podcasts, and it dinged us for swearing, whatever. I watch so many other podcasts on YouTube and everything. They're swearing all over the place. So it's like, I don't get it.
I mean, I still think YouTube is dinging them, but they're big enough at this point where it doesn't matter. So they just get the mid-roll ads, like the three mid-roll ads.
Yeah.
This video is sponsored by three sponsors, the Nintendo Company, Skillshare, and Hutchush.
Because you know, for years, they're not like somebody listening to it. It's all AI figuring this out. So, yeah, you're probably right. AI's decided, well, these guys are bringing in tens of thousands a month, and these guys are bringing in zero. AI's going to concentrate on the little guys, jam them up until, you know, they clean up their act, and then they get some sponsors, and then they don't have to clean up their act again. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absurdity, so.
And then I don't
Shout out to YouTube.
Shout out to fucking YouTube.
Yeah, good fuck you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for making this platform a nightmare.
not just all act like adults?
Nope.
I know. Nope. Please, please. It's so ridiculous. So you don't have anything else, Fox?
I don't really, Chris. Like sort of December and January have been as if I was in a coma.
Oh God! Yeah.
Like it's been that interesting for me.
Well, Heavy was in a coma. Mm. We felt like we were in comas just because of the holidays and so many things going on.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous. And then we decided we're going to start doing this podcast once a month. It's going to be a little bit shorter, so we hope everybody loves the new format. You know, because we're just going to sync it up a little bit, just tighten it up, just a tad.
Get all the jokes up front.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly. And speaking of that, I'm
swearing
at
the end.
This has been a great show. I'm so happy that we got back together and started babbling again. Shout out to Fate Gaming. Happy 6-year anniversary. Thank you, Scythe, for getting this bad boy going. And we will we'll see you guys on the next one. I think we're going to have a guest star on the next podcast in February. I think it's a game developer. I don't have all the details yet. Of course, we'll know it when we get it.
Yep. The developer for the game is called Coltrane.
Okay.
Yep. We will talk to them. I highly recommend everyone at least kind of check out the game. Also, super quick, right at the end.
Yeah.
For those who actually made it to the end, thank you for listening and thank you for watching. I genuinely appreciate that.
Yes. Like and subscribe.
That's very cool.
Sure, whatever, all that other stuff. But just thanks for actually watching until the end. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But the second thing, if you would like the, what were we doing? Watch parties to ever continue. Yeah, yeah. They can only really be in audio format. There's no way we're doing it in video. 0% chance. The amount of syncing there is impossible. And we would have to actually show the movie.
I have to cut it up if we do it.
Yeah. And that's, I mean? That's not happening. But if you'd like those to continue, let us know because we can do a couple of audio ones for a time and do them again. I just thought about that. I was like, those got a lot of engagement. So maybe there is something
really
there.
And if you guys,
they're really fun to do. Yeah. I genuinely enjoy them. So if you guys want that, we can absolutely do that. If you want, we can put the audio recording on YouTube. But that's going to look really
comment
stupid.
Below.
But whatever.
Comment below.
Yeah, comment below. Make comments for those of you who actually watch till the end. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's easy for me to edit, too.
Oh, it's 10 times easier.
Easy. But if we cut, I mean, we could do a watch party video, but then we got to cut the video up. We can't show long segments. It's just
there's a whole lot to go into something. Yes.
So it's like a reaction party with fategaming.com, and it's, you know, my God, days of editing.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Now, if we ever meet up in person, maybe we'll record that content.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be way easier.
Yeah, just all sit on the couch and watch crap for like 10 hours of content.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching, and we will catch you out later. Take care.
Bye.
See ya.
Fuck you all.
Bye.
Oh, fuck.
Thanks for listening. This was the Fate Nation podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe and check us out on all socials at Fate Gaming. Why not check out our growing community of over 4,000 gamers at www.fategaming.com. Remember, over 18s only. See you next time.
Do you even play this game, bro?
God, how did you even miss that guy?
You suck, noob.
Are you tired of being teamed up with a bunch of toxic randos who are too busy talking smack to have fun? Then join us at fategaming.com, where you can be part of a friendly and respectful 18-plus community where our members are focused on having fun and building friendships. Visit us now at www.fategaming.com.